stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, that we absolutely are. You know, folks, it was April 2017, nearly 8 years ago now, that Mary and I created the Destination Spotlight. Since then, we've showcased 138 locations we say are worthy of your travel dollars across the USA. For 2025, we're taking this popular show segment to a new level as we go macro, focusing on states now, and we're going to do it alphabetically. That means we start with Alabama, and before we talk the Yellowhammer State, we're sponsored by Colette.
You're a traveler with places to go, and you expect social connections, independence, expertly planned itineraries, and the best pacing. So we say go guided with Colette and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a whole lot of fun. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, and that means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making all those travel plans.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time just to do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com for an array of show savings or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now here's the director of Alabama Tourism on the show hotline, Lee Sentel.
Well, this should be fun. Lee, Roll Tide, War Eagle, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Thank you for including both of those.
Well, you have to do that. No question about that for the folks of Alabama and Auburn. All right, so listen, last week we had Alabama's own Rick Burgess on the program with us as the syndication company that Mary and I own. Also syndicates, well, has syndicated the Rick and Bubba show for over 20 years, and we just enhanced that show and transitioned it into the Rick Burgess show to begin 2025. Combined, Mary and I have been to your state over 25 times or more over the years. It's such a diverse state that we think too often gets overlooked by travelers, from the Gulf Coast beaches to the mountains, the space industry in Huntsville, Airbus and Mobile. You've got all the top medical facilities and businesses there in Birmingham, Talladega, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, bass fishing. I mean, Alabama really does have something for every type of traveler. What do you and the state tourism team find draws most people to Sweet Home Alabama?
Most people come to Alabama to go to the beaches at Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. We have beaches that are very easy to get to. Just come down Interstate 65 from Chicago and wind up coming through Mobile and into Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. Yes, it's a very family atmosphere. There's no beer drinking on the beach. Everybody sort of behaves and does that. So it's a very family oriented.
Beautiful beaches.
Yeah, Lee, Alabama Tourism has declared 2025 the year of Alabama trails, and you certainly have a lot of them in your state. So absolutely, you have these gorgeous beaches you just mentioned. But talk a little bit about some of these trails that might entice everyone tuned in around the country today.
Alabama is in the Appalachian Mountains, and from the top of the state all the way down to our beaches, there are so many different places to have different kinds of activities. The word trail has just been popping up in the tourism department for the last couple of years because we have, whether it's music trail or barbecue or just so many different topics, people were coming up with trails, linking all of the different assets together. And so we said, okay, well, this is a parade that we'll just get out in front of. And so, in fact, we've come up with so many ideas that we're actually going to do it for 2 years.
Well, good for you.
Oh, all right.
So you're going to have fun with it.
You know, if you think about it, just over 6 weeks from now, Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras is going to happen. Most folks associate that celebration with New Orleans, and I understand that why. But America's oldest Mardi Gras location was started in Mobile, Alabama, where this show is heard on AM 710 WNTM radio. So as we all get ready to go back to the future on Monday when President Trump returns to office, I say travelers can also go back to the future and go experience the original Mardi Gras celebration right there in your state. What say you, Lee?
Yes, Mardi Gras started in 1702 in Mobile, before there was an Alabama. And it was 100 years later that a couple of guys from Mobile moved to New Orleans and started carnival there. Yes, the carnival in New Orleans is much more famous, but the royalty really still exists in Mobile.
Got to go experience that.
So I want to also touch on the arts and culture in Alabama. So, for example, this year you're celebrating the 100th anniversary of The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald's most famous novel, and his home in Montgomery is now a museum, which is fantastic. It would have been Harper Lee's 99th birthday. I would say most well-known for To Kill a Mockingbird, but also To Go Set a Watchman. So just talk a little bit about the cultural and literary scene and music.
You're right. People come to Muscle Shoals to see where a lot of songs have been recorded. There's a studio that's been open for 40 years. People can visit every day. You mentioned the writers. 10 years ago, I was involved with Harper Lee's company when the opening of Go Set a Watchman, because she would not do an interview. And the New York Times writer had decided that she didn't write the book. And so I was sort of deputized by Harper Lee's company to turn that story around, which we did.
Well, so you're the
That's
right
great.
Guy. For that. All right,
yeah.
Really quick, only just a quick answer. Most Alabama thing to do?
Go to Big Bob Gibson's in Decatur, Alabama.
The white sauce.
Where white sauce started 100 years
wow,
ago.
Wow, there we go.
Year.
The white sauce. Oh, and on the chicken as well. So listen, folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at alabama.travel, alabama.travel. Lee, thanks for a little bit of your time today. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you all for the visit.
Thank you so much, Lee.
All right, cheers.
Thanks, cheers. Bye. Bye.
All right, well, there goes Alabama and that Big Bob Gibson, boy, I'll tell you. I remember taking our son there.
Sauce, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yum.
All right, so Alabama, folks, so much more than I'm sure many of you know across the USA. No question it is worth a visit, and it is a place, you know, for your travel dollars well spent. In about 7 minutes, we're going to begin hour two with the National Communal Forum. We've got the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Open Road with RJ, and Museum Gallery, all still ahead over the next 60 minutes. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.